Hey, Las Vegas. Thanks for joining us back here again this morning.
Another one.
Another one for Vegas Realty Check. We had some technical difficulties this morning. I think it was Russian hackers, but that hasn't been confirmed.
So, we're still looking into where the breach
was. We're still checking
was.
Into it, so I'll let you know if they've got beef with us. But I'm Trish.
And I'm Tiana. Welcome back to the show, Times 2. We're your local Las Vegas real estate news show.
We are, and we are here. And hey, you know what? While we were in this little, like, waiting standby to get started, we found some more news.
We found news.
Yeah. So
that'll be good because that's what the show's about.
Yeah. So that is great.
Yep. So what do you got for news then, kiddo?
All right. Well, let's start with, you had something? Let's talk about.
Have a couple things that the first ever high speed railway here, the Bright Line. It has broke ground in Vegas. Woo!
And it's happening. Like, it's I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, I've been hearing about that for like 20 years. Do you really think it's going to happen? And I was like, no, they are like, it's happening.
It's happening. It's started. And now, let's see, since like 2018, it had always been like, you know, the sort of the area where it was going to be dedicated was out on south of the strip, just past the outlet mall and whatever. And it's all coming together. So, and they broke ground on that, and they expect that to be done by the Olympics.
Yeah.
So 2028.
And the people I was talking to, were from California.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, crap, we need to start investing in Las Vegas. And I was like, well, just join the other Californians
right.
that are.
You and the rest of the state all have the same idea.
Yeah. So we are, let's see what that does to us. Right?
Yeah. And then out by the southwest, by the Uncommons in Durango, there's been a new project that is set to take out there. It is a $50 million non-gaming hotel in Vegas.
What do you do in a hotel if you're not gaming?
I guess the same thing you would do in any other hotel across the country.
Huh.
You eat, you sleep, you go to the spa, you visit family and friends. Because it's in the southwest, I'm going to assume it's going to be more for people who are coming in town for just family, friends, or business, not really the gaming convention scene.
But like not even a slot machine?
Hey, Durango's across the street.
That is so weird. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, for Vegas, that is weird. Like, there's slot machines in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, grocery stores, 7-Elevens, they're all over the place. But not here. And then Tiger Woods Pop Stroke Miniature Golf opened this week. So that's going on. And then I'm very, very excited about this. So if you're in Vegas, you know that the Plaza Hotel has gone through this major renovation. They got the big pink box donut out in the front, and they've redone the carousel bar that overlooks Fremont Street and stuff. But they are now, from Memorial Day to Labor Day, every Friday night, I believe it's at 9 p.m., they're going to be doing a fireworks show. And that'll be the first consistent fireworks show in Vegas. I'm very excited about that.
That will be nice.
Yep.
Something to do every Friday.
Something to do every Friday. And the Beatles show is closing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The Cirque du Soleil Beatles, July 7th will be the last day for that.
All right. Well, they've had a good run. How much money do you need to be a first-time home buyer in Las Vegas for a median home? How much money do you need to make? That is the question of this morning. We have an answer.
We do have an answer, and I think it's more than people who live in Vegas will think.
Well, this is median price range. So median price range right now is
like 480,
slightly under 500.
Yep.
So that doesn't mean that's the price of every home. There's
right.
some homes that
yeah.
are under
yeah.
condos,
that
townhouses.
Doesn't mean you have to make this amount to get a home in Vegas.
Yeah.
This is just your average household, average home.
Median price range.
Yep, what do you got,
Cole? So the $120,000 in income to afford a median price house. I'm sorry, this isn't just in Las Vegas. This is across the U.S.
Yeah, so, this is for everywhere.
Yeah, News 3 Las Vegas reported it, but this is across the U.S. Median price home in the U.S., $120,000 in income to afford it.
Yeah.
So this brings us back. Those starter homes like condos, townhomes, things like that, you should still be looking to purchase those to get into the market, because those will secure you equity to be able to move up in the future if you can't afford that big chunk to get into a median home.
Yeah. And I'm a I'm always screaming it to everybody who will listen. If you can get in the market, get in the market.
Yeah. Yeah. You
get in the market. There's not many markets across the country that are sort of on this boom that we're on with just growing and changing that we've been on in the past like 5-6 years. And I feel like that's not necessarily slowing down, but it's not going to be endless. There'll be a time where we just sort of, you know, tinker out and our value is our value.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to someone the other day. They had approximately, they were just, you know, just curious. We weren't listing. They were just like, hey, how much is my home worth? And we figured out the numbers. And it was like, you know, about 100,000, 80 to 100,000, more than what you owe on it. And she was like, well, what does that mean? And I was like, that means that's your equity. And she's like, yeah, but that's just a number. That doesn't mean anything, right? And
you're like, yeah, actually, that means those numbers are money. Do you love money?
Yeah. That means nothing until you sell. And she's like, so, or you know, refi or whatever. And she's like, so when I sell, where's that money go? And I'm like, in your bank account.
Or your pocket, your handbook. Yeah. Like, where do you want it to go?
Yeah. She was like, but they actually like give me that cash. And I'm like, well, it's not dollar bills, but it will come in a wire.
Yeah. You're going to, and it'll be nice. It'll be in your bank account. You will see that money.
Yeah. And it was just so funny because like I helped her get a home, you know, about a year and a half ago. And yeah, it's a good amount for, you know, the short amount of time. But she was just so like, just boggled by like, you're mean to tell me that that is my money?
Yes, that is your money. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the benefit. That's why it is so great to be a homeowner and not a renter, because that is your money if you sell.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Or refi.
Yeah. There's fees, you know, of things like that. And I gave her like an estimate of what it'd be after fees and all that stuff like that. But still, it was just like, so like, wow, I can't believe that. And I was like, on my end of things, I was like, wow, I can't believe there's actually people that don't like realize that that's how it works.
Right. And you would think that, you know, somebody who hasn't bought a home before, but she actually has a house and she doesn't even understand how it's working for her. What a beautiful surprise that would be.
Yes, I know.
Good for her.
I was excited to deliver the news.
Yeah. And she loves you forever now.
Yes.
She's like, oh my gosh, Trish is the best. And she's right, girl. You are the best.
Thank you. Thank you. I sure do hope so. So Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya got a teeny tiny little property.
Yeah, he has his starter home.
His
little starter home that he's selling. It's only 9,000 square feet.
I guess I could live in 9,000 square feet.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to downsize a bit, but you know.
Right, consolidate my clothes.
It just hit the market here in the news report says 15 miles outside of Vegas. And I'm like, where is that?
But it's called Henderson.
Henderson.
It's right there in Henderson.
We are all very aware that Henderson exists. So that was a weird take on this story.
Maybe they did it for privacy because they didn't want people, you know, trying to figure out where Oscar De La Hoya lives. Chances are he's not even there.
Yeah, he is moving. So that hit the market at only $20
million. $20
million? Yeah, so
not bad for 9,000 square feet.
Yeah, let's get you
that house. Is beautiful, big, modern,
5-bedroom, 7-bath, amazing portico share. Like, yeah. I love that. Like, when you can like drive up to your house like Scarface, it's kind of cool.
You're like, you know, you made it when you have a big old portico share.
You know it. That's definitely the game changer there.
Yeah.
So. All right, what are we doing for market numbers?
Oh, we do have some market numbers for our active. We have 3,336 active single-family homes throughout the valley.
Okay, sold, we have 655.
That jumped.
Wow.
Like jumped.
Yeah, well, it's
that feels like a spring number right there.
It feels like spring hit like last week.
Yeah, I know. For like 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, oh, it's kind of a little slow for spring. Eating my words this morning.
Yeah. No, I was thinking.
This week in general. This whole week, I've been insane. The days have flown by, and it's not even because of the monotony. It's because there is so much activity going on.
I feel like we were just saying on last week's show that this was a slow spring.
Look at our slow spring. And then the universe is like, just kidding. Hi, you're not going to get a break.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I was just telling you earlier, like there is not, I'm looking at like the time in the day and there is not any room to fit anymore, but we will make it work. Don't Don't make right. that not make you not call me.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely feel free to reach out. We are never too busy for our clients or anybody who is kind enough to support us here at the podcast. Speaking of which, if you're listening to this and you like what you hear, make sure you do all the things with the buttons, the likes, the share, the subscribe, the download, whatever it takes for you not to miss a podcast. We do it every Thursday.
I was watching some video from like an influencer or whatever, and they were like, smash the like button. And I was like, yeah, smash it. Like, smash is that what we're supposed to be saying?
Yeah, you can say smash the like button. That's
smash
popular.
The like button.
Yeah, hit the notification bell so you don't miss a show.
Look at us all hip. Okay.
I don't think we're hip if we use the word hip. I think that's an old thing. Don't say that.
So, price decreases for the week.
It's better than hip. All right, so price decreases, they sort of dinged up a teeny, teeny, tiny bit up to 409.
Yeah.
Last week we were under 400, now we're just over.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe that's what got all the extra activity. People were like, hey, price is coming down.
Those were sold. Those were in the contracts when we kept saying those under contracts, because those under contracts are high numbers.
Yep, 664 for the week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good. We like it.
Yeah.
If we could only just bump up those available homes, if we can get some actives, like 4,000 or 5,000, not being greedy, just a few more.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. We still have shortage of inventory for sure.
Yep. Used to it now, it doesn't feel like shortage of inventory, but it moves fast.
Yeah.
It moves fast, especially if there's a turnkey that comes on the market. Those suckers fly by.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good time to get something that's a little more dated, maybe get some nice closing costs or contribution or something.
You know what was funny? I thought it was funny. We dealt with last week. We're working together with a buyer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And which we do. So you can have both of us.
Here we are.
Yes. So that was one of the homes. They absolutely love turnkey, beautiful, everything. Flew off the market first day, had multiple offers. But what like blew my mind about that is the listing was all wrong. Like, did you notice that? Like, it said it had a 3-car garage and it had a 2-car garage.
Yeah. And I was going through and I was like, so it says this, but we're not actually looking at that.
Yeah, and it said it was a 3-bedroom, but it was a 2-bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I'm like, they still got multiple offers? How's that work? People were like, I don't care. I love it. It's turnkey. We're doing it.
It was cute. It was a cute house. But and when we were in there, I was telling them, like, listen, this is the 2-bedroom. And, you know, if you're going to look at resale or whatever, you know. But it doesn't matter. That's not the one they went with.
That is not the one they went with. But, you know, that is that just... I was like, wow, we're in that kind of market where people are like, yeah, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, but always a good idea to see the home because things might not be as accurate as they look like on the MLS.
Yeah, the information on the MLS was wrong, but as for remodel, it was good. And it had a lot of really good things when they came in and remodeled that I appreciate as somebody helping somebody purchase property. Like, it had a new hot water heater, new AC. So even the home was older, not only the finishes changed, but some of the mechanics of the homes changed, which was nice.
Yeah, that is good. Speaking of like all new mechanics of the home, I have a great home. I'm so excited about it.
Tell us.
That's coming up in a couple days. In Las Vegas Country Club.
Oh yeah.
That Las Vegas Country Club is another one of those places in Vegas that you kind of forget is there.
It's sort of hidden.
Right. Well, it's hidden. It's like an older, you know, area, but still like super awesome. So I hadn't gone through there in, I want to say maybe years. I just haven't been in that like area. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. I love this place. Like, it's just, you know, historic. So it's a cute little townhome, but everything, all the mechanics.
They have cute little townhomes in there.
Super cute. And they had replaced like hot water heater, the, you know, the AC, like all the mechanics and bones and appliances and all that stuff
so
are all
good
new.
To go.
So it is good to go. It's going to be cute. So look forward to that one.
That's such a great location. It is right behind the strip. And now that they've opened up the Fountain Blue and they have other hotels that are slated to go up on that north side of the Las Vegas Strip. Mm-hmm. That's so convenient.
So convenient, and balconies off every bedroom, yep. right on the golf course. Like it is, super cute. And if you work on the strip, you're like 5 minutes from work, which is like almost impossible to be anywhere else in Vegas.
Yeah, and it's great. I used to have a friend who had a house down there, and whenever there'd be something like a New Year's Eve or whatever, we'd always just park at her house and then just walk down to the strip and then come back. So
yeah,
super, super convenient.
Pretty awesome. So,
And that's coming next week?
It will be on the market on May 10th.
May 10th?
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking forward to that. I got, like, those are, like, some of my favorite places. I got this listing in Lake Las Vegas, which is absolutely beautiful. But it's, like, still, like, those, like, not the common areas that we're always looking at, you know? It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is here, and it's amazing. Like, we forgot about this.
Yeah. I like when... I guess people are open to other things other than the standard Summerlin Green Valley.
Yeah, like Summerlin Green Valley is like
there's a lot more.
Yeah, there's a lot more. And there's some beautiful places. I mean, Lake Las Vegas, every time I'm there, I feel like I'm on vacation.
Yeah, Las Vegas and even the Las Vegas Country Club, because the mature landscaping and stuff, mm-hmm. it just feels cooler and nice and green and bright, and I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into our listener questions.
Hey, we got those, and we still have 14 minutes left now to actually answer those. So let me unlock my phone. All right, first one is Jose. Can I ask the seller for credit to cover my down payment and my closing costs?
Well, Jose.
Oh, Jose, my friend. Yes and no.
Yes and no. Your closing costs absolutely can be covered by the seller.
Yep. Your closing costs are the thing that can, well, not the only thing, because you can do prepaids. Those are basically closing costs, prepaid items, and discount points can be paid by the seller.
Absolutely.
However, your down payment.
No, that is a mortgage guideline. It is a non-allowable.
Exactly.
So the buyer has to pay their down payment unless you're using down payment assistance. That's
right.
The only time there's an exception to that.
Right. But for the most part, you have to come up with your down payment to purchase your house. However, the seller can contribute those prepaids or those closing cost items. There are stipulations. I got a handy dandy little cheat sheet here that I always keep on my phone.
Yeah.
So if you're doing like a conventional for your primary or secondary home and it's less than 10%, you can get 3% towards your closing. If you're putting 10 to 25% down, then you can get 6% per your closing, and more than 25%, you can get 9% towards closing costs, prepaids, and discount points. Now, if you are FHA and it's your primary and you're putting 3.5% or more down, then you can get up to 6% of your closing costs.
Right. So, and
up to 6% towards closing costs, not of your closing costs.
Right. And I've had times where buyers have had like extra from mm-hmm. the credits for the sellers, and you can do things too for that, like prepay your HOA dues ahead of time.
Yep.
You can extend your home warranty by a larger home warranty plan,
yep.
upgrade that plan. So there are some things that
there's
you can use.
There's ways to use that 3 to 6% that you're getting for sure,
yeah.
but it just can't be for the actual down payment.
Yeah, and it can't be like cash back. So
right,
the only
yeah.
cash back you can get is your earnest money deposit, whatever you put in, if you have excess credit. So it is use it or lose it after that point.
Yep. But I do like concessions, so don't be afraid to ask for them.
Concessions are great.
Yep.
So.
And then we got Robert. I got a pre-approval, but I have not made an offer on a house yet. Another loan officer has come to me and said they can give me a better rate. Will that affect my credit if I change loan officers?
Yeah. Well, that's a yes and no.
It's a yes and a no.
Yeah, depends.
It depends.
Sometimes people's credit is so tight on their pre-approval where any little hit could make a difference.
Yep.
That traditionally, I hear a lot that you can shop if it's within the first 3 months, or is it 30
well,
days?
If they do soft pull, uh-huh. or it's 30 days that they can do hard pulls, and then when it shows up, it'll show that it's like multiple lenders, so then they know like, oh, you're shopping for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have somebody do a hard pull today and then in a couple months have somebody else do a hard pull and then another hard pull because that will affect your credit.
Yeah, it will be multiple. It will affect it as far as hard pulls go. Yeah.
Right. And then, but this whole thing with the dangling the carrot of we can get you a better rate, like we said, I was going to say earlier in the show, but I don't know if it was this show or the one we attempted to record before this show, but it got cut off. But when you have that option, the mortgage rates change not only daily, but throughout the day. And you can't lock in a interest rate to a buyer. It's locked into the property. So right. You have to have a property before they can even lock in the rate. So when people come to me and they want to switch and rates and stuff, I always have to let them know, like, listen, they might be offering something better to you, but that doesn't mean that's what's going to be happening at the time of lock-in. Really, sometimes for me, and maybe it's because I don't have to pay for it, it's not my money, but for me, when it's working with the loan officer is the most important thing. Somebody who knows the contracts in our local market, who has good communication skills, who is really there to help you. Because sometimes if somebody's just offering and wanting to get your business, there's no guarantee you're going to get a lower rate, and then they might not be the best loan officer. So I would go this with loan officer quality versus that small interest rate, because mostly it's based on your credit and your debt to income, and you're going to be close.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it's not like one lender is going to say 9%, another one's going to say 3%. That's just too much of a discrepancy. That's never going to happen.
Right. And a bad lender can cost you a lot of money. Could cost you to lose your earnest money deposit.
Yes.
Can cost you to be backed into a corner where it comes to negotiations.
Yep.
I mean, there are things that I have seen happen that can. The fingers can be pointed directly at the lender for dropping the ball or making it happen. And so a bad lender can cost
you money. I had a bad lender ruin a customer relationship that I had, and I had helped my client, and then I helped my client's son, and then I helped my client's mother, and the lender messed up the deal with my client's mother. And so when the client went to sell her home, the mother was like, don't use Tiana. And I was like, whoa, what? Don't use Tiana. You got that all wrong. Always use Tiana.
Yes. Yeah, that is, lenders can really cause a lot of damage. So you want to, take our recommendations because I wouldn't recommend somebody that I don't think is competent and can get the job done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The lenders that I would recommend are people that my clients have used in the past successfully and that work well and know our local contracts and time frames and stuff. So you are, by all means, shop around initially, find the best rate that you can. You also want to look at things like loan origination fees because they might be getting you a better rate, but then they're going to jack it up on the money that you have to bring to table.
I've seen that.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that. I had someone that was like, oh, our rates are so much better than what you're getting. And I was like, great, that's wonderful for my clients.
Yeah,
right?
Until, I would love to have that as a resource if it were true.
Yeah, until I seen the closing costs, and I was like, whoa, your rates are good, but how much are you charging for fees? Like, what in the world? Like, so yeah, there's, you know, a lot of things you got to look at when it comes to that. So,
yep, there's different factors. And like I said, of course, shop for rates in the beginning. But once you finally find a loan officer that communicates well with you, that you have a connection with, that you feel is really going to service you best, sometimes that's even more important than the actual rate.
Absolutely. So Natalie wants to know, how long is a pre-approval good for?
Pre-approval is good for, well, technically a pre-approval is good for 120 days, but we like you to use it within 90 days because you're going to need that 30 days to close.
Now, if it expires, that doesn't mean like, no, you're no longer qualified.
They just have to redo it.
Retake paperwork, get some, you know, updated statements, look at your credit again, do everything to refresh it.
Right.
That doesn't mean that, like, no, you passed your window, you didn't find a home, you're canceled.
Right. You had time and you didn't make it happen. No house for you.
Yeah. So
it might get, it, the the market might get that crazy in a while, but for right now, usually I always tell people that that's about good for 90 days. We want to get in contract within 90 days of that pre-qual letter, because you're absolutely right. After that, the lender is going to want to recheck your pay stubs, bank accounts, make sure everything is still good, that you haven't gone out and bought a new car or something weird that's going to throw that whole deal off.
Right. And it also depends on the rate change within that time frame, because I did have 2 years ago, I had a client that got pre-approved at a, you know, it was back when rates were
3%. The good old days.
And, you know, he's like, oh, I'm going to wait to buy. I got to wait to buy. And, you know, whatever, just, you know, renewed a lease and did whatever and all that. Then, you know, just recently came back and was like, hey, yeah, I seen this house. It's the amount I was pre-approved for. I really want to buy it.
Oh,
and
how heartbreaking.
I was like, well, we need to, you know, look at the numbers again. I know. And I was like, yeah. And so they were like, no, you can't buy that price house anymore, because that back then 2 years ago was 3% rate, and now we're at 7% rate. And
not only have the rates changed, but that market has changed. Those prices are higher. I mean, you got the girl who you just told her she got 100 grand in a year and a half. So if he was pre-approved for 500,000, that's like a $650,000 house now. So
so he was very disappointed that that number had changed, and that's what happened. So you do keep that in mind. You know, like, usually your pre-approval, as long as you're within that first 120 days, you're going to be very close to those numbers staying the same. You go too much further out, it's probably, you know, going to make a substantial difference.
Yeah, and don't be foolish and wait yourself out of the market. I've had that happen.
I know, I hate it when that happens.
I had this cute little first-time home buyer, and I just love her. She's so kind and so nice. And I kept saying, like, you're being too picky for a first-time home buyer. You're not going to get the type of house that your parents live in as your first-time home buyer. We need to make this happen. And she just drug her feet and drug her feet and drug her feet. Prequal letter was over. She got a second one issued. Now we're into it almost 6 months. Prices have changed, and she's liking even less, and she never ended up buying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking. And now I occasionally, you know, see her, talk to her, and she just shakes her head. She's like, you were so right.
I
should have got that place back then. I should have. But you can't look backwards. You can only look forward. So if you do want to look forward and you do want to purchase a property, I know a girl can help you out. How do they get hold of you, Trish?
702-308-2878 is my cell phone number. And Tiana, you can help them out also.
Take my advice, you can call me or text me at 702-379-9948. That is my cell phone. Feel free to reach out. We'll answer some questions. If you do have questions, make sure that you send them to realtycheck.vegas, and we can answer those questions for you live on the air.
All right. And like, share, subscribe.
Yep. Make sure you join our community. We totally appreciate that. Like, share, subscribe, download, smash that notification bell.
Smash that like button.
So that way you never miss an episode. We are here every Thursday morning bringing you local Las Vegas news.
Yep.
Real estate news.
Real estate.
Real estate news.
See you guys next week.
All right. You guys have a great week.
Yes. Bye.